Jessica Hadfield is the president of the Valley View and District Chamber of Commerce, and she joined us on the line. Thank you very much, Jessica, for joining us today. The 2022 business season is underway in the Valley View area. How are things going in your estimation?
Actually, things are really looking up with everything starting to open up again, and just reaching out to our local businesses in the area and seeing how the support from our communities has been, and things are looking great. Our restaurants are reporting that business is quickly picking back up again, so that's great. So hopefully that'll, you know, push back any closures that were threatening last year. And oil field is picking up again, so that brings in lots of businesses. So, you know, 2022 is looking to be good in our district. That should be that's what we're hoping for.
That's actually what was going to be one of my questions here, Jessica, is has the business in not only the Valley View area, but pretty much that entire Highway 43 corridor, has the business sector turned a corner? It sounds like it has.
Yeah, I was just speaking to one of our local restaurants in Little Smoky, and they're saying things are starting to pick up again, which is great. You know, we were concerned about some of our isolated communities, our smaller communities, and it's looking like things are starting to turn around from them, which is great. It's great to hear for us, for sure.
Now, from what I understand, Jessica, you've been the president for not a long period of time in the Valley View and District Chamber of Commerce, but you have, it sounds like you've had a chance to sort of get your feet wet, as it were, and getting a feel with what's going on. In your estimation, how different has the chamber's role been, especially with the last 2 years being the way that it's been?
Well, I was on the chamber before. I was just in a different role. So I've been with the chamber for quite a while, just serving different roles. So I have seen the challenges for the chamber. The most part is just getting people out and supporting local businesses in whatever way they could in order to keep our businesses alive and well, trying to encourage people to shop local instead of going online or that sort of thing, especially, you know, our restaurant district was hit really, really hard, and just trying to find ways to support our community and our local businesses to help them just get through those times until we could, you know, come out the other side, so to speak. So it was a bit of a challenge to find out what was needed and just trying to rethink, you know, what is business and how do we survive through a pandemic with our current lockdowns and such.
That is a good point you bring up here, Jessica, thinking local and shopping local as well. How important do you think it is to not only think local, but to think small as far as business is concerned?
It's extremely important. Like, I mean, we have some pretty big online ordering platforms out there, which can severely hinder our local communities, and our small businesses get hit hard. So with the pandemic and everything shutting down, people hunker down and they start going online. Well, local businesses, you know, we still donate to your local, you know, your local kids groups or your local hockey teams or whatever's in the area. You don't see those big players doing that for you. So, you know, making sure community knows that, you know, shopping local is important, and trying to find ways to support your local businesses is huge to keep them alive, because we give back too, right? Like, what you put into us, we try to provide right back at you as well.
For the chamber, Jessica, what's next and what's on the horizon?
Well, you know, because everything's opening up, we're just looking at, you know, what programs do we want to, you know, keep going with. What events have we held in the past to kind of promote local businesses? What kind of advertising? And, of course, businesses right now are struggling to find human resources, so people to come in and work, right? We're busy. We need employees. So we're, as a chamber, we're trying to help support our businesses. You know, how can we help you find, you know, employees? How can we, you know, help to manage that side of it too? So we're just kind of in the planning stages now in our chamber to figure out, you know, what is next for this year and what will this year entail. So
sounds like the future is bright, though.
It's looking out. Should be fun and should be, you know, should be a little crazy and busy, which is just how we like it.
Jessica Hadfield is the president of the Valley View and District Chamber of Commerce. Jessica, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you for having me.